Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
All right, Mike, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we chose 27-year-old Randy Cooper of Portland, Oregon. Quick side note, Randy Cooper to me sounds like something an Englishman would say if you were horny.
Randy Cooper, isn't he?
And you do it in a little mini car.
Yes. I always do it in the car. Randy Cooper of Portland, Oregon, and 25-year-old Kristen, I can't say her last name and it doesn't matter, of Newburgh, Oregon. Now, this past Sunday, officers responded to the report of a suspect that had just stolen a person's Toyota Land Cruiser. Don't know what year, but that's a high-dollar vehicle. The suspect, as it turns out, our man Randy. Now, when the cops spotted him, Randy also spotted the cops. So he attempted to elude police, not on a high-speed chase, but through downtown Newburgh. The problem is, he's not a professional or stunt driver, so alas, he ended up crashing into a Buick being driven by our other honoree, Kristen. When he hits the Buick, obviously the whole chase comes to an end, he is immediately apprehended. He is taken to jail. Meanwhile, Kristen, they check for injuries. Good news, she's not injured. However, she was driving under the influence. But the reason we're toasting both of them is because the Buick she was driving was also stolen. Both of them were arrested. They don't know each other. It's just how it worked out. So the cops, they arrest this dude. Then they run to the Buick, obviously, to check on her. She's under the influence, but she's uninjured. And like anything, they're taking her information. They run the plates, and they're like, Jesus Christ.
Two for one deal.
You're driving a stolen car, too.
Buy one, get one free.
Yeah, basically, that's it, man. So one stolen vehicle crashes into another, and that's a two for one. Uh-huh. Beat that deal. Making the cops' life easy.
I was going to say, that's pretty easy for the cop.
That's a good day. So we drink to them. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrillhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Ron. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Yes.
Hola. All right, Ron.
Hola.
You understand?
Okay, the reason I called, actually, was because there's another stalker song. I heard you on the radio.
Wow.
There's another stalker song. It's the Rolling Stones, Love is Strong. Listen to those words, stalker song. Okay, Profile This.
Hey, look, man.
Not making me feel better.
We just had to pick 10 of them. We discovered today there are a lot of songs that'll make everyone creepy.
Many.
All right,
yeah, this one's creepy. I'll follow you through secret bars. Yeah, it's just creepy.
Ron, when you say it, it's even creepier. Mm-hmm. But Ron, do you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. As always, we have a choice of stories for you. The wonderful world of drugs. What is in their food and interior decorating? Where you guess the foreign object that someone has somehow had placed inside of their body. What story would you like today?
What's inside your food?
What's inside the food?
Okay.
A fine choice, if ever there was one. And here is your story. A woman by the name of Megan Tomlinson says she can't stop thinking about every bite she takes after she bit into something in her Burger King chicken fries. Quote, I have an issue with food now. Megan stopped by the Burger King for lunch. She went to the drive-thru, ordered a chicken fry meal, a large Coke with barbecue sauce, and began eating on her way home. She says, quote, I bit down and I was like, oh, that hurts. Then I was like, oh, no, did I bite my tongue? Then I was like, oh, no, there's no way I bit my tongue. I'm not saying she's the brightest, but this is a quote. Anyway, she says, then I pulled the chicken fry out and it was covered in blood. Well, when she got home, she continued to throw up blood. Her fiancé dissected the rest of the meal. And as they say, it wasn't pretty. It landed her in the hospital for 4 days.
What?
Plus a CAT scan and an X-ray and an emergency endoscopy. Test results showed the foreign object inside of her GI tract. Now, Megan hired a lawyer not to press charges, but to warn others. She also hopes Burger King will foot the bill. I'm sure the Burger King can foot the bill for her chicken fries, Coke, and barbecue, so I think they can do that.
I didn't know what chicken fries were now that I'm looking at them. They look like mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, they look delicious. Strips.
Okay.
But they say that same meal is now in her freezer waiting to be sent away to a lab to be tested. Now, the chicken provider, that would be Tyson Chicken, said it wants her food to be tested by an independent third party. She says, quote, I feel physically fine, but emotionally it's hard. I dissect all of my food. I chew it, push it to the roof of my mouth. I chew it 1,000 times. It's terrifying. Now, my question for you is, what do you think she found in her food that led to all of this? Was it a piece of metal, a piece of plastic, a piece of glass, or a piece of wood? So metal, plastic, glass, or wood.
Oh,
one of these was in her food.
I thought it was going to be a chicken foot or a chicken liver. Okay, what are my options again? Glass, wood,
metal, plastic.
Metal or plastic? I would say in a Tyson industry, since how they've upgraded, it's probably a piece of plastic because they're probably not doing metal, glass. Plastic.
Okay. Did you say it was from Tyson? Oh, it was just a Burger King.
No.
It was from Tyson, and I think they're phasing out of the metal grates. They're going more biodegradable, which isn't, and be us the fish.
Ron, I don't know what you're smoking, man, but next time you... Hey, Ron, next time you hook up with your dealer, man, will you buy me an eighth of whatever you're getting?
Do you want some? I deliver.
I bet you do. Whatever it is you're smoking right now, I think the whole world needs. So make sure that gets distributed.
You got to hear this. Okay, we're good.
I'm so happy right now.
Ron, how many times have you been married?
No. I heard you ask this.
How many times have you been married?
Three.
Okay, Ron.
Always the magic number.
It's so hard to tell this. This is such a difficult game to play. But this game is easy. So what do you think? Metal, plastic, glass, or wood?
Plastic.
Plastic, final answer,
Ted? That is a thing, though. Like, no offense. What's his
Ron,
name?
Ron.
No offense, Ron. I hear a lot of crazy people, but I don't automatically think how many times have they been married.
Wait a minute.
And you're 2 for 2 in, like, the last 4 days.
What do you mean, no offense? I hear a lot of crazy people.
Yeah. Ron's a little wild. He's crazy. He knows it.
He's a wild, crazy guy.
He is. He loves Steve Martin.
I'm going glass. Where are you going, Ted?
Well, just based on the blood in her mouth,
oh, yeah.
I think it's got to be glass. I like where Ron's thought process was.
Do
like,
you?
That there's less metal.
All right. In a processing place.
We understand
like
your whole theory on this.
A fight in the break room and something fell out of the window and landed down.
Thank you for the thorough explanation.
It almost sounds like you read the perspectives from Tyson Foods.
What don't I win? I get a dinner to somewhere nowhere until I get to go to Corona.
Okay, Ron, you just need to hang on for 1 minute, because what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll let you know if she bit into metal, plastic, glass, or wood next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Profile this, our contestant Ron picked the category of what's in your food.
Yeah.
This time it was a woman who bit into something in her Burger King chicken fries. Chicken fry was covered in blood when she took it out of her mouth. She ended up going to the hospital for 4 days.
I know, that's the
for observation
scary
based on whatever she bit into. So the question is, did she bite into metal, plastic, glass, or wood?
And Ron, that is a question that we posed to you, and I don't know that you gave it much thought, but you gave it a whole lot of explanation. But first we'll go with E-Test Smith and Miles Montgomery. You both said glass, a very reasonable guess.
Based on
everything that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Believe it or not, glass. And Ron, you said, man, the chicken itself came from the Tyson plant, which it did. You said they're probably phasing out the metal stuff. They're probably using plastic. Oh, sorry, Ron. It was not plastic.
Oh.
I know. Disappointing stuff. Sorry. Your call got dropped. It turns out, honest mistake. Metal.
She bit into metal.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, before we move forward, Miles, just a few comments came in regarding a beer.
Oh.
I just want to let you know. It says, a new Men's Room beer, please. You are the ringleaders of drinkers. You must. They said you must.
Right.
I am not done. Someone else says, I fully support, just notice the names, Thrill and Ted on the new beer idea. Send that email, Mike. Let me read that again. I fully support Thrill.
It's not that I don't support
We were already supposed
to have a party. It's already supposed to have been happening.
This is not, well, and then
I mean,
finally,
according to our last year, hey, look at this timeline of when things are going to happen. Here's going to be your egg party. 10 years, we're going to do this. Maybe we can do that. Maybe we do that.
You're not the only one who got let down. We're all disappointed. That's why I'm like, F it. And someone else says, to your point, Miles, Jesus, Miles, get on the beer train. Climb aboard, brother.
Okay.
Climb aboard the beer train.
Do you even like beer?
I do like beer, and you know damn well I like beer.
Then why don't you want to do a new beer?
It's not that I don't want to do it.
You don't seem very supportive.
I am supportive of the idea. I just think it might be too little too late.
It's a beer.
I know.
Too little too late for what?
Okay. Well, we can't party. We can't go anywhere. We can't do anything with it.
We can't party together.
Drink.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Look, other people.
I'm on board.
All right. Miles is on board.
Jesus God.
Oh, we're
going to have to go pick hops already. You're going to send us to Eastern Washington.
That
we'll
dude
be off the air for 4 days.
That dude emailed me back. I was like, I thought you were joking.
This is the worst goddamn beer ever.
I mean, look, I've been to Eastern Washington. I have no idea what a hop field looks like.
We'll bring back a whole truckload of alfalfa. We don't even know what the hell we're picking.
Or we're going to rob a weed thing.
Right. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Time again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Okay, so some of your choices tonight, or today, tonight, whatever.
Say this evening.
This evening.
All right.
Around dusk. So Jimmy Kimmel has been off.
Yes.
There is monologues. So this evening will be Anthony Anderson.
Anderson. Okay, I did not realize.
Sweet.
Cool.
Okay.
Your other choice would be Conan O'Brien.
Seth
Meyers.
Okay.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. These guys all have teams of professional writers that help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Bring on the new beer! I'm sorry, that is a comment that came in. I don't mean to interrupt. Just letting you know.
Kanye West tweeted, I am running for president of the United States, #2020vision. Wow, President Kanye. That's right, Yeezy wants to be Preezy.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Anthony Anderson.
Kanye West tweeted, I am running for president of the United States. #2020vision. Wow. President Kanye. That's right. Yeezy wants to be Preezy.
You know he's got a felony arrest on his record. I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to run for president with a felony arrest.
Really?
I think, unless I'm losing my mind. I thought that was one of those stipulations.
What does he have a felony for?
I just think he's got one on his record from back in the day.
Why?
Because everyone was commenting online on Twitter when he was posting this stuff like, dude, you've got a felony arrest. You can't do that.
Huh. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. So
honestly,
true,
I didn't know he had been arrested.
Apparently Kanye doesn't know either.
No.
I don't run for president. You have a felony.
Keep in mind, what? This is people responding on Twitter, so I don't even know if that's bad.
Sure.
Some people are calling for the University of Notre Dame to reconsider the nickname Fighting Irish. No way. It's a wicked great nickname, said the people of Boston.
That's Ted Smith. Or Seth Meyers.
Yeah, I'm going Ted Smith.
That is me, but I really thought you guys would think it was Seth.
Okay.
Do you really think
that anyone that went to Notre Dame is going to be offended by the Fighting Irish? I think they would more hang their hat on that.
I think, maybe I'll get drunk and fight you.
And I've told you before, they had a different nickname that they thought was too insulting to the Irish, so they went Fighting Irish.
Okay.
And I can't remember, it must have been like Potato Eater or something.
Well, yeah, that might do.
Potato Famine.
Jesus.
Potato Eater.
Yeah, I could see where it might be some backlash.
Laugh all you want about Kanye running for president, but this would be historic. Because while this country has had a black president, we have not had a crazy black president.
Yes, it's Anthony Anderson.
Yes, that is Anthony Anderson.
Laugh all you want. But this would be historic because while this country has had a black president, we've never had a crazy black president.
As I typed that one out, I was like, either I've lost it or everybody should know that is not me.
Is Anthony Anderson, how are they, because I know Jimmy Kimmel said that he was going to take 2 or 3 months off for the summer and spend time with his family.
From what I can tell right now, it looks to be week to week.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, right. Yeah, I was just wondering if he's going to have just Anthony Anderson do it or do it like he does when he has individual days off, or like somebody does it for a week or someone does it for a night. Or
yeah, I think it's week to week.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, yeah.
Someone says Kanye has a felony arrest for being a douchebag.
Is that the answer?
Well, they can run for president of the United States of America.
You can?
I guess you can.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Yay.
Sorry, Thrill.
Couldn't be any different.
Hot Pockets were called Chunk Stuffers when they debuted in the 1970s. That's it.
Beat that, Smith. I turned around today. I said, man, it's going to be a question for Big Dummy. What product was originally called Chunk Stuffers? He's like, dude, I read it already.
That sounds like I'm reading it. Like, right,
Chunk Stuffers? Is that for real?
Yes.
In the 1970s, stuffers. When Hot Pockets were first introduced, they were not called Hot Pockets. They were called Chunk Stuffers. And I'm like, I told Ted, I don't care what decade you introduce it. Chunk Stuffer sounds like something really, really insulting for a guy with a particular taste.
The other one I had was Hot Pockets were called Chunk Stuffers when they debuted in the 1970s. Chunk Stuffer was also the nickname of Meatloaf's ex-wife.
Jesus. It's such a horrible name. Chunk Stuffers.
Chunk Stuffers.
Hey, kid, go to the oven. Guess what's inside? Chunk Stuffers.
Yeah, if I said there was a Chunk Stuffer chasing you down, you'd be freaked out.
I'd be terrified.
Hot Pocket, I mean, that's...
No, all right, look at it like porn. Yeah, it's two thumbnails. You're going to click on Hot Pocket or Chunk Stuffer? Like I'm going Hot Pocket.
Am I trying to be realistic?
It's like Gaffigan.
It's like Chunk Stuffers.
Get a Chunk Stuffer in your mouth.
Hot Pocket. Yeah, I mean, Hot Pocket could be, but you're right. I'm just used to Hot Pocket being...
How does Gaffigan not do their commercials?
I don't know. Everybody, I know, Mike, I'll get there, but everybody has like a Hot Pocket. You're a teenager, everybody eats a Hot Pocket.
Sure.
And then I don't know if it's like early 20s. I feel like 30 is kind of the age where the Hot Pocket shuts off.
I thought you start worrying about your health.
Yeah.
Not if you're eating a Hot Pocket.
The Lean Pocket. So I think it was last week I was in here talking about this show on Netflix I found called Home Game. Mm-hmm. So first was the crazy violent game in Florence called Class... Ah, I forget. I should have written it down. Calico... Yeah, it's basically rugby meets soccer meets MMA.
Right.
Which has been postponed like everything else this year.
Did you say it's the first time in a long time?
500 years.
Like 500 years.
Okay.
So it's been postponed. They think it's going to be canceled in Italy. Right. That's a massive deal. So the next episode I watched last night was about the Highland Games. Now, Mike, you've been to Scotland.
Scotland.
So Scotland And you said it was beautiful, correct?
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Right, so that's the
is
first...
Is that the people or the landscape?
Both.
Doesn't it look like the Teletubbies? Kind of like big green grass fields everywhere and all that stuff.
Yeah, they're purple, though, all the heather that's up there.
Huh.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Scottish people, right? Like, they're very proud of being Scottish and this and that. And so these Highland Games, I didn't realize, it's kind of a combination of, like, the Olympics meets also a cultural holiday.
Okay.
So there's people doing, like, the dances, you have the bands, the bagpipes, the kilt, which are Scottish, not Irish.
Right.
But also you have the Highland Games, right? So you've seen, like, the guys throwing, like, one of them is they have, like, it looks like a giant weight. Almost, you know, but it's got, like, a chain on it. And they just throw it up over a thing. But the big one everybody knows is the caber toss. All right? The caber toss is that dude that's got, like, a telephone pole.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
and
yes.
And he's, like, walking it down the thing, and then he's got to get up, and he's got to throw it. Now, I didn't know this. The caber toss, the big deal is, first of all, you got to get it to land and to flip over.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like a clock. So as close as you can get it to 12, that's how you score the points.
Okay, all right.
So once the bottom hits the ground and it falls over, if it falls over sideways at 9 or 3 o'clock, that doesn't count as well as if it falls straight forward and goes to high noon.
Correct. Okay. So they have one tournament every year that's like the culmination of these Highland Games. But like the year I was watching, or this show, like the, what's it, again, the caber toss, the one was so big, the dudes couldn't barely get it over.
None of them?
One dude finally got it to flip over, and he won.
Okay.
It's also kind of funny, because you see him setting up this thing. And, I mean, it is a throwback, right? Like, just wooden benches with, like, little leather, I don't know, pouches, I guess.
The Scottish way.
Right. And then there's this little cottage to the side, right? And you can tell I've been watching English or Scottish stuff. And it's got, like, these fancy little chairs. They're, like, wicker. And I'm like, who is that for? Well, it turns out that Prince Albert.
Yeah, we know him.
Prince Albert went up to Scotland one time, and was like, man, this is beautiful. I'm going to make a summer house here. So every year when they have the culmination of these Highland Games, the Queen comes up there, Prince Philip's up there, and they, like, drive onto the little grass track, and that's where they sit.
And the weird thing about it was, from what I understand historically, he had one big bench, and then they split it in two, made two separate chairs.
With one, trust me. The giant metal stud.
I was watching the show last night, and I thought in my head, as soon as I bring it up, Prince Albert.
Of course.
Like, I know where this is going.
Because we're immature on that scene, because I realized.
But it was, he's famous for more than just piercing.
Yes. All right, what else is he famous for?
Well, getting the English family a summer home in Scotland.
Oh, that's pretty big.
I realize I've been watching this all summer, and I've been enjoying it immensely. It never crossed my mind, but you brought up the Highland Games. The Titan Games.
Titan Games with The Rock hosting.
The Rock, right. And he does a great job. Obviously, it's not the Highland Games. I'm telling you, it is a tremendous watch, man.
So how many different competitions would you say are involved? Is this like a decathlon where one guy competes in like seven different events, or is it, if you're a, you know what I'm
you
saying?
You have a discipline.
So it's weird. The Highland Games are kind of both. So the dudes that are doing all the heavy lifting, they're called like the heavies or something, and they do like this giant hammer toss and throwing the weight. They do that. But then there's also like track and field events.
Okay, so different competitions with different competitors.
Right, and it's like an all-day festival. It's funny. I was talking about the Titan Games earlier today.
It was on last night, and I realized not only was it on last night, but it's very well done. It was very well thought out about how they do this thing, and I believe I've seen every episode without realizing that I've seen each episode. It's an easy watch with the kids. So they had American Ninja Warrior, and that's your agility, and if you can climb and stuff. The Titan Games, obviously The Rock, it is strength. And to watch these things, so one of the things they did, The Rock selected athletes on his own, and they would compete against people, say, like us, who decided we want to get in there. None of us would qualify for this. But one of the people, who's the guy that danced for the Giants all the time?
Victor Cruz.
He was one of the competitors. He got knocked out. Right? This is a trained football player. He got blown out of there by these other guys. And sometimes it's firemen, whatever it is. But
didn't he even the guy that made the catch?
No, that was David Tyree. But yeah,
Victor Cruz used to do what, the salsa?
He used to do the salsa. There's another guy, a former NFL player. He used to be a lineman for the Browns, Joe something. I can't think of his name. He's actually done very well. But the difference is he's not as quote-unquote athletic as Victor Cruz, but because of his strength, some of these things you have to do. I mean, it is just brute strength. But I realize I am fascinated by this, and I've been watching it every week. I'm telling you, it almost wouldn't matter who you are. It's an easy watch. The Rock has his charisma, so as a host, he does a great job.
Yeah, and they have a bunch of pro athletes on there all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. Yeah, that's crazy. I tell you what, if you like that, I'm telling you, watch that that show. And this is just an overall view, but
yeah.
Home Game, Episode 2, and it's about the Highland Games. Because, again, it's kind of like that the crazy stuff in Italy. Like, these guys aren't really getting paid for this. They're sure. Like, they have, like, normal, random jobs.
Yeah, it's just pride. This is what you do, right?
Yeah, and two of them train together. So, it's just wild. It's also, it's Scotland, so you just kind of forget. Like, the one guy gets off his job, and he shows up to, like, this the guy that's his coach is kind of an older dude. And it's just a tiny garage. And they're just in there doing squats and deadlifts.
Like Rocky IV.
Yeah, exactly. You're just like, damn. Like, they're getting it. Miles, did you see this on the 4th of July? Dr. Pipple Popper.
I did not. Oh, that's pretty apropos considering what's happening there. I guess if you're looking for an explosion, you know what I mean? Just coming out of somebody's back, I guess.
She posted a 13-minute video and set to music. And yeah.
No way. Like
yeah.
A fireworks
I'm giving you the best of both worlds with pops and fireworks.
Jeez.
That is so gross.
I'm with you. That one really grosses me out. I mean, look, it's not like watching Joey Chestnut shove hot dogs down his throat.
I mean, that's just gluttonous gross, but there's one thing about watching people put things into their belly versus watching someone squeeze things out of their back or forehead or neck or any of it.
Yeah.
13 minutes, huh?
13 minutes.
One of those years.
Yeah.
Popping pus.
Oh. I tell you what, people are fixated in it.
People love it.
It went from just being a social media account to being a half an hour television show.
Well, and I get it. You're a pimple popper. Like, you like that stuff. I've dated pimple poppers, right? That are just like, oh, like.
Let me get that.
Let me get that.
Yeah. God, I sound like you.
Oh, what is that?
Yeah. Like,
hold on for a minute.
Like, it's a cyst. No, you can't.
Right.
So this relates back to TV. This is just people talking about favorite drinking activity during the pandemic, right? And this came out from Drizzly. If you don't know who Drizzly is, they deliver liquor.
Mm-hmm.
Not just beer and wine. So this shouldn't shock you, right? So they're like, what are you drinking? Or why are you drinking? Some people said to celebrate in a special occasion. Some say while cooking or eating. Some say just hanging out. Some say during a Zoom or virtual happy hour. But the biggest one was watching TV.
Sure.
But also, if you're drinking at home, wouldn't watching TV naturally be like there's sports on there or you're relaxing after work, having a glass of wine? Not that I would, if I slam a couple beers, but I'm just saying, like, sure. I don't know that the pandemic has changed. Like, that's just a normal habit, I think.
Right. Once you're in front of the TV, based on the times that people can be, you're not watching TV at work. So say it's a reason at night after you get home, like, right.
First thing I do is I pour a beer and then I start making dinner. Half the time I've still got some of that beer left while I sit down and eat. And then I'll top it off with one more, sit on the couch, watch what's on, and finish that beer, and I'm pretty good. Get high.
First thing I do is take a shot of whiskey. That way the kids are used to it on my breath. They just think it's normal. And then greet the kids.
I have a transition point where it just goes from beer to soda water.
Really?
Depends on the night, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Early in the week, it's early.
Is that good for a hangover, you think?
Yeah.
The bubbles and everything like they say. If you have an upset stomach or anything like that, they say, you know, the bubbles and ginger ale help.
Well, this might sound bad. I just like drinking soda waters because they don't have calories, but they're still bubbly like a soda or a beer. So it kind of gives me the same motion of like drinking a beer.
That just sounds so sad to me. Mm-hmm.
But you can. You could drink them.
I know, but why don't you put some tincture in there or something? Like, hey, ooh, here we go. Yeah.
It's not beer.
Tiny bubbles.
That's what Don O was talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's supposed to be better than that. I don't know. I just read this list today. I was like, of course people are watching TV while they're drinking.
Yeah, I mean.
Do you feel like if you watch a movie at home, like I feel like I'm much more apt to drink watching TV as opposed to a movie. I feel like a movie, you sit down and you settle in.
You get a soda.
You pay more attention, like, I do, I think.
Anyway. I rarely drink it, but if I do, that's when I do it. Like, oh, I'm going to drink that Coke in a bottle I got.
Yeah, and I just feel like when I sit down for a movie at home, like, I take a different position. I take the chaise lounge. Like, now we're stretching
out.
Also,
you watch it from a different perspective even in your living room.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Why don't we come up with a new beer that helps you watch movies? You're used to drinking, but, like, instead of having a beer for sports, like, no, man. This beer is for binging things on Netflix.
What is this beer? It's anytime beer. You can drink it anytime.
Anytime.
Watching sports? No sports.
6 a.m.? Anytime beer. Before work? Anytime beer.
Middle of the night or late night? Anytime beer.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A drunk Kentucky man loses an arm wrestling match to a son, gets so mad that he gets involved with a standoff with the cops. Meanwhile, a man trying to kill a woodchuck on his property pulls off one of golf's all-time greatest shots. Florida woman going all in gives birth on a pontoon boat on the 4th of July. A drunk man forced his way behind the counter at Subway to make his own sandwich, upset they don't have rye. And an Alabama prison worker pulls gun at a Chick-fil-A drive-thru. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
We go to Cincinnati, where a man got a little too competitive. After losing an arm wrestling competition to his son, the intoxicated man pulled out a gun and fired two shots into the home. Police arrived on the scene where they were held off by the man for a full 8 hours before he eventually complied with police and was arrested.
Eight hours. I'm sorry. That's over the top. How many more arm wrestling movies can you name?
I used the only joke I had.
That is the only arm wrestling movie I know.
Yeah.
All right, good work, Miles. Moving on, another news in Wisconsin. A man caused a problem when trying to rid his yard of a woodchuck. Seeing the woodchuck on his property, the man pulled out a gun and fired it at the animal. Instead of eradicating the woodchuck issue, the bullet instead ricocheted off a number of trees and hit a golfer on the nearby golf course.
Well done.
The bullet left the elderly man, who is 80 years old, with non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to recover. The incident is under investigation.
What do you need to investigate? He missed.
What a shot.
Yeah, I know. Meanwhile, the woodchuck's like,
oh, golly, I'm hot today.
Right? How do you miss a woodchuck that bad to where now it's ricocheting off a bunch of stuff and it hits a golfer?
Once a bullet goes stray, I mean, who the hell knows where it's going to go?
I guess.
I don't know why it makes me laugh because it was a woodchuck.
Right.
You know, if you said, I don't know, a wolf, yeah, a coyote, you'd be like, oh, man.
They really don't do property damage.
What do they do?
They don't dig in the ground. They just kind of just jump around. And, you know, I mean, they might have a jump hole around. In the ground, but they're not. It sounds like a groundhog that's tearing up your ground, or moles, which tunnel and mess everything up.
I mean, the only thing I know about woodchucks I learned from a Geico commercial, and I'm pretty sure it's not accurate.
Quit checking my wood.
Dude, I'm pretty sure woodchuck and groundhogs are kind of the same thing.
Are they?
Woodchuck and a groundhog?
Yeah, I think it just depends on what you call them.
Like, no, a groundhog is like, I'm all right. Woodchuck's chipmunk's
No, that's
big.
A gopher.
Yeah. Gopher, woodchuck. Well, you might be right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think he's on to
woodchuck.
Something.
You're thinking about a chipmunk.
I'm thinking of a chipmunk. You're right. Yeah. Sorry. I don't know why I got that confused. I was like, it's just a little tiny thing. Why would you want to shoot it?
Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who would want to kill a chipmunk? Oh, woodchuck. That woodchuck. Makes more sense. Okay. Yes. All right.
Woodchuck cider.
We go to Florida, where not only was America celebrating its birthday. While spending a lovely Independence Day out on the water with her family, a woman that was 9 months pregnant started feeling something strange going on. Took no time at all for everyone.
What could it be? I'm 9 months pregnant.
To realize that she was giving birth right there.
That's kind of
I'll be as far away from possibly getting into a car and going to the hospital as possible.
That's just kind of a buzzkill, man.
Even the dad, even the guy should be going like, honey, I know it's the 4th of July. Maybe we'll stay close to the cove in the bullet. You know what I mean? Like something. Like, because you're always, you don't know when that moment's going to happen.
I'm ruining for everybody else. I mean, look, I get the miracle of birth, but like, tell us about it after you get out of the hospital. I'm on a pontoon boat, man. I'm enjoying the 4th of July, and it's like the party's going to come to an end because Mary over here is giving birth, and we don't know how she didn't know it might happen.
And when she got ready to do it, a big blue poof came out, like 4th of July. Then you knew it was a boy.
Luckily, wow.
Followed by two bald eagles.
Luckily.
Proud.
It all came flying out. Had a soundtrack, everything.
I'm naming him Trevor.
Luckily, there was another family out with him that were able to help out, and they managed to get a hold of the doctor who was able to talk him through it.
But that's what I mean. It sucks for that other family.
Right,
like, man, I'm delivering a baby. That's not what I want to do on the 4th of July.
What if they keep your deposit on the pontoon rental? Like, we got to do some extra hosing here. He's got to get a...
Got two bear cans and a placenta.
Right, exactly. You might want to get pressure washed, Ronnie. Yeah.
In Akron, Ohio, a man was arrested after demanding a snack. The man showed up drunk at midday to a local Subway. Employees said that he was belligerent and demanding that they make him a sandwich before damaging some of the plexiglass and eventually walking behind the counter to make his own sandwich. When officers arrived, the man was arrested with that incident, and I love this. They said that they found a bottle of vodka and a block of Subway cheese in his pocket.
I wonder if he cared at all what he put on the sandwich, like ham, turkey, pepperoni, meatballs, tuna fish. Did he just start piling stuff on, or did he have a game plan?
Like, well, he obviously likes cheese.
Right.
When you put a block in your pocket... You block it.
Unsupervised behind that counter, though, man. I hear what Miles is saying.
A lot of bad things could happen.
You bet.
But what are you going to do, man? I'm thinking, like, maybe meatball. They already have the sandwich. So, like, meatballs, pepperoni.
Well, they give you that option behind the plexiglass to make what you want. So,
that's a good point. I mean, you can already
put
what you
want.
You can
go in there and do some really messed up stuff.
Yeah, but nobody does. You know they want to.
Could I get a tuna and pepperoni heated?
With Pepper Jack.
A story from back in 2017 has been resolved, and the man sentenced to 15 years. Back in November of 2017, the man was attending a funeral of someone who had been murdered 2 days earlier. During the memorial, the man pulled a gun and said, "You ain't S, you got what you deserved," before firing a round into the casket. He then waved the gun at mourners before fleeing and was eventually arrested. He's just been sentenced to 15 years in prison.
You went to a funeral to shoot someone who's already dead.
Right.
And now you're going to be in jail for 15, not because you murdered someone, but because you shot someone who you didn't like who's already dead.
Right.
I mean, that's like dumb. That's like PhD of stupid.
Indeed.
I don't like you. Well, good news. You're already dead.
That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
All right. So Ted and I are out, too. We're going to spend the rest of the week in Eastern Washington picking hops.
Yes!
Get the hops. Get the
join
hops.
You tomorrow. The lovely Taryn Daly's up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. In the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.